Sorry, Adam. We've got Ty on the board here. I got to bring in Adam Schefter. Sorry, Adam. Ty's on the board. He's a rookie. We're breaking in a rookie, so you don't get the open that you normally get. I'm sorry. You okay with
you
that?
You want to act it out, Mike? You want me and you to act it out?
You want to act it out?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sonny. I've got Adam Schefter on the phone. He heard a rumor.
Well, tell Adam Schefter to stick that rumor
Sonny!
Up.
Sonny!
Okay.
Hey!
All right.
That was good.
Hey, it's pretty good. Don't be surprised if you hear from Hollywood agents today trying to get you into some supporting roles here in upcoming movies.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, that's just the story of my life, Adam. Hey, you know what? We're talking about the Broncos coaching search. We've been doing this ad nauseum. Dan Quinn is a guy who's very, you know, is very respected around the league, who's got a lot of interest from a lot of different teams. But here's my question for you, because, you know, you talk about the Eric Bieniemies or the Kevin O'Connells or even the Hacketts of the world. Is there a way to sign Dan Quinn as your head coach? And if you wanted to steal one of these offensive coordinators away, could you do that by making them the assistant head coach slash offensive coordinator? How does that work?
Yeah, what are the rules there?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, first of all, for an OC like Hackett, I don't think you could offer him anything because he's a play caller, I think, or he's the designated play caller, and his contract would have to be up. And I don't believe his contract's up. So he's under contract to the Green Bay Packers, and they don't have to let him out for a lateral move. So if it was a quarterback coach that they were interviewing, I'm trying to think on that list if there's a quarterback coach. Mm-hmm. I don't believe Kellen Moore's in that category. I don't believe
O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell's in that category. Yeah, I don't think there's any quarterback. But they could try that if there was a quarterback coach that they were interviewing for the head coaching job and then give it to a defensive guy and say, hey, we're going to promote. Yeah, that's possible, but OC is not making a lateral move for an OC, any of them. Just not happening.
So,
not allowed. So he's not going to allow it.
Right. So, but you can't go, okay, you're the assistant head coach slash OC.
No.
That doesn't work?
No, I don't think that. I'd have to check specifically, but by the way, if that were possible and plausible, don't you think there would have been some shrewd teams that have already tried to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
No disrespect to you guys. I'm sure you're not the first ones to think of that idea.
I'm sure I'm
probably right.
Very, very, very low. Actually, the lower you are on the totem pole, Adam, many people don't know this, that is the sign of the most respect. The higher you are on the
totem
pole. Yeah, so I was going to say I'm very low on the totem pole, but actually I'm very high on the totem pole because you're right. There are a lot smarter people than I.
I'm not saying that there aren't a lot smarter people. All I'm saying is I'm sure that idea has been explored and subsequently shut down.
Adam, five teams interested in Dan Quinn. Based on what you're hearing, is there a front runner?
Well, I would have thought that Denver would be the front runner, and I still think that Denver might be the front runner. But he is from New Jersey. And I do know that the Giants have a sentimental appeal. And I'd be curious to know who their GM is and what the relationship he might or might not have with Dan Quinn. Because I think the Giants might offer enough just with geography to trump Denver. But of the four that he had been scheduled to interview with this week, I think Denver would have been ranked number one. And Denver still might be ranked number one. Still might be. But I think the Giants are a certified competitor to the Broncos just because of where they're positioned and where he's from. He's from Morristown, New Jersey. I believe he grew up a Giants fan. So that, to me, if I were a part of the Broncos search team, maybe they have more information than I have. Maybe they spoke to him enough to know, hey, he really wants to be here. I'm not worried about it. And that would be comforting and reassuring. But just from the outside, from my position, knowing what I know, I just say, No, I don't know that it's a lock that we could get him away from the Giants if he had the choice of both jobs. I don't know that.
All right, offensively, this team has struggled, as you know, the last six seasons. So a little insight, there's three guys on this list of people they've interviewed that make the most sense to me. Hackett, from Green Bay, Kevin O'Connell from Los Angeles, and Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City, who they haven't interviewed yet, but they're scheduled to interview with him. So of those three guys, for you, what makes the most sense? What can you tell us about those guys?
What makes the most sense is, I don't mean to oversimplify it, the coach that's going to be the best leader of men, that's going to inspire the most change, that's going to change the culture, that's going to be somebody that these players want to follow. And I think too often we make a mistake of thinking, and I've been right here, like, hey, you need an offensive guy. And that's probably the preference, because offensive guys are so hard to find. And if your defensive head coach hires an offensive coordinator and that offensive coordinator is good, he's going to get a head coaching job. Now you got to replace that. Now the offense is changing. That's challenging. That's never very good. Like, you look at Tennessee, they had Arthur Smith in a great spot, doing a great job, leaves. They replaced him with Todd Downing, who did a nice job this year. But it's not the same thing that Arthur Smith had done. Now, we'll see how it fares out in the postseason this year, but that's something to watch. And so when teams lose offensive coordinators, it's just not the same. And the Falcons lost Kyle Shanahan. The offense didn't run at the same level, and eventually Dan Quinn lost his job. So, yeah, offense is most valuable. But if there's somebody that's like Dan Quinn or Todd Bowles or Aaron Glenn, who I know is very impressive to the Denver Broncos, and you believe in that guy setting your culture, I mean, you go do that. And you have the faith that that guy will be able to fill that offensive job. You know, I was out with the Rams on Monday, and I asked about Kevin O'Connell. They really like him a lot. But they also said to me that they like Raheem Morris an awful lot, too. And you know, if I were Denver and I were in L.A. today, I'd be talking to Kevin O'Connell and Raheem Morris while I'm out there, and I'd get a feel for both, and I get more information, and I like information, and more input, and more ideas. Now, they've traversed the country here and have done everything in person, and I think they've been very thorough and done a great job here. But you're in L.A., to me, I'm not only talking to Kevin O'Connell, I'm talking to Raheem Morris, too, while I'm there, because I know that Raheem Morris is highly thought of. I know that he's had people advocating for him, meaningful, important, significant people advocating for him. And they don't do that for no reason at all. So that's another guy that I'd be looking at.
Busy with Adam Schefter. Adam, I'm curious, as somebody who knows and covered John Elway for a long time, what did you make of the report that John has basically hung out a legend for hire sign for any prospective ownership group interested in buying the Broncos?
Well, I don't know how you hang that sign. I would just think it would be obvious that John would be a part of any group, and I don't think that John has to advertise that. I think if you're going to buy the Denver Broncos, there's no single person that is more synonymous with the franchise than John Elway. And if you are a billionaire who wants to buy the Broncos, I think the first thing you think, wouldn't it be plausible, logical to bring the guy that is most associated with that franchise, who's done more for that team and city than anybody in its history? Than John Elway.
But like, in what role?
Obvious to me.
What role? What do you think the best role is?
I don't know. You know what? I think John has taken a step back here, and maybe it's just what he is. He's around. He's an ambassador. Hey, John, we're making a head coach. What do you think? He's not traveling with the contingent of people, but he's been a part of the process. He's listening in, and if they have a question, they could ask John, hey, what do you think of this, John? And get his two cents. So I don't think that he's got value. He's got cachet. He's John Elway. So whatever it is, I don't care if he's on my board. I don't care if he's an ambassador. I don't care if he's making appearances. I don't care if he's a rep. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be anything that requires everyday work, but something.
I want to put my name out there too. I'd love to attach myself to the next ownership.
You deserve it too. You've meant a lot to the organization.
Yeah. You'd be a great ambassador.
Yeah,
you know,
I would.
Come hang with Stink.
Yeah, come on. All right, Adam.
Thank you,
man.
Adam.
You're the best, buddy.
Guys, have a great day. Enjoy the divisional playoff rounds this weekend, and appreciate your Hollywood imitations. You did an excellent job, and if this radio thing doesn't work out, you've got a future there.
We'll have the real one for you again next week. There he goes, Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.